Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
I had a little presentation there between set two and three for Hampton Hines. Congratulations to the Huron Tiger senior as she went over 1,000 digs for her career earlier in the match. We're tied at 1-1, and we start the third set. Hines will serve. A serve received Nessheim, back row, overpass. Hines will set it to Claggett, left side, up the middle, through the block. Nessheim got a hand on it, but couldn't get the pass in the right direction. Claggett, another kill. Deja coming alive here. She has 8 kills total. And here on up, 1-0 to open set three. Again, tied at one set apiece. Hines delivers, back row, serve received Nessheim. Warden keeps it alive, right side hit. There's another dig for Hampton Hines. Here's Claggett up the middle. Blum gets over to it nicely. Warden with the back set. Right side hit and drilled down the middle. Caitlin Cole with the kill. She's got 6. We're tied at 1 in set 3. I'm going to go to, instead of staying Hines, I'm going to stay Hampton and Hilton. I said that last match, and they still haven't done it yet. Just makes it a little easier to identify. Addison Albrecht serving. Into the net. Service error on Lincoln. That's the 9th total. At 6 in the first set, only 2 in the second set. Huron up 2-1. Claggett serving for Huron. Puts it back row to Blum. Set off to the left. Nessheim elevates. Nice dig. Claggett from the back row. Pass ahead. Davis will deliver from the middle. Lincoln hands it around a bit. Cole from the middle. Dig by Hilton. Hampton will set. Here's the tip by Davis up the middle. Lincoln sprawling. Third hit. They will get it across. Quick set across. Hines going to the corner. Albrecht over to get that one. Left side. Nessheim with the tip over the block. And in front of the back row. Nice touch by Nessheim. Picks up her 8th kill. And we're tied at 2 in set 3. Again, we're knotted up at 1 set apiece. Natalie Dillon to serve. Boy, Cute has not come back. In fact, she's got the... I see now on the Lincoln bench, she's got the shoe off and the ice on the right ankle. Lincoln sets. Here's the hit. Hines, a little trouble with the dig there, and that'll be another kill for Cole. That gives her 7, and Lincoln takes a 3-2 lead here in set 3. Dillon again with the serve for the Lincoln Patriots. Back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Here's the tip across Davis. Lincoln digs it out, overpass. Huron can set it up. Hampton back sets. Dreyer steps in with the tip, but Lincoln's right there. Set to the left. Nessheim winds up and drills it down the middle. Lincoln goes up 4-2. Linnea Nessheim now with 9 kills to lead Lincoln in that category. Groen has 8. Serve receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Here's the tip by Davis through the double block. Lincoln can set it up. Hit into the net. It looked like it was a little off there on the set to Groen, and Groen had to lean to her left as she hit and put it into the net. Here on back within 1 at 4-3. Hilton Hines to serve now for the Lincoln Patriots. To the back row, serve received Nessheim, bumped right back to Linnea. She'll go down the line. The two Hineses combined to get the dig, and then tap back row, just missed. Right idea, Allie Davis, just a little long. Lincoln was not going to make a play on it either way. Just a little long, 5-3 Lincoln. That will bring Josie Tollinger in to serve for Lincoln. She'll take over setting duties. Overpass, Lincoln slaps it back. Huron can set it. Here's the hit. And Lincoln, it drops in the middle. And I think Lincoln's going to get the point. I think Hilton Hines set in front of the spike line. The two officials are going to discuss it. I know that Coach Terrell was right away pointing at it, that Hilton, it looked to me like Hilton was in front of the spike line. Again, the libero cannot set the ball in front of that spike line. Was it 6 feet, I believe? The officials are still having a discussion on it. And they are going to give the point to Lincoln. That's what it looked like to me anyway. And Lincoln goes up 6-3. in Brookings a week ago. That was missed in the JV game, and it was quite egregiously missed. Now Hampton Hines wants an explanation from the up ref, but again, it looked like a set to me, and it looked like Hilton has to be completely behind the line, not straddling it or one leg in front, one leg in back. She has to be completely behind it in order to set. Now the two officials are going to have another discussion on the situation. The point is Lincoln's, and I think it'll stay that way at the end of the day. Now they give it back to Huron. What? Well, we'll take it. I'm not going to argue it. Now Terrell is not happy with the official, and Lincoln, both officials are getting conversation. The R2 with the coach and the R1 with Nessheim, I believe, who's the captain officially. So now it goes to 5-4. Lincoln instead of 6-3. Well, like I said, from my vantage point, it looked like Hilton was in front of the spike line. Now, I guess they're saying, was it technically a set or not? It is a point here on, and it's 5-4, so we'll take it. I'm a little surprised they changed their mind a second time. But Huron gets the point, and it's 5-4 Lincoln. And Juergens into a serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. Back row serve received for Lincoln. Set to the left. They hit Nessheim. And, oh, nice tip back across by Hampton Hines. Here comes Nessheim again. Goes to the corner. Juergens there. Hunted down by Hilton. And Hampton will get it across. Here comes Lincoln again from the middle. Blocked at the net. Simmonsma. Lincoln keeps it alive and gets it across. Here comes Huron. Set for Davis. Blocked back. Dug out by Claggett. Back set, Simmonsma, flat-footed hit. Lincoln gets it off the ricochet, but illegal hit going to go on Lincoln. And a long rally, and Huron has come back to tie it at 5. Tied at 5. Now what's the, just got Nessheim tying her shoe. Maddie Juergens ready to serve as Huron looks to take the lead here. Early set 3, the serve, Nessheim. Going to be bumped right back to Linnea, her hit back row. Hilton Hines, Hampton to set. Here's Simmonsma with a hit blocked at the net by Groen. Block kill for Groen, that's her 9th kill. And Lincoln goes back on top, 6-5 in set 3. We're tied at 1 set apiece. And on the serve is Lincoln. Nessheim. Serve receive. Huron getting control of it. Just going to be a free ball by Hampton Hines. Dollinger with the set. The hit. Groen finds an open spot in the corner. Hadley now with 10 kills. And Lincoln back up 2, 7-5. Lincoln again on the serve, trying to build momentum. Huron obviously trying to break it. Serve, and Hilton Hines has to go down to get that one. Bumped by Hampton. Free ball by Claggett. Now Lincoln can set it up. Dollinger across. Left side Cruz. Tigers got a block on it. That was Hampton Hines. Set to the left. Davis with the hit. And misplayed by Cruz. Nice save by Lincoln. And Huron will have to return it. There's Blum. Dollinger will set. Cruz again. Left side up the middle. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Tip blocked by Groen. Huron stays with it. Left side Davis will tip. Blocked back again by Groen. Here comes Lincoln again. Blocked back by Davis. They're going to call her over the net. Nope. Backline attack going to be called on Lincoln. Or illegal blocker. One of the two. Huron back within 7-6. And now we have a conversation at the R1 stand again. I've seen more of these this year, and we're not even out of September yet, than I usually see in an entire season. I want an explanation on something, and now Terrell wanting, and they're telling Nessheim, just go back and play your position. We need to play volleyball. Davis with the serve. Serve receive back row Cruz. Here's the back line attack. Nessheim to the corner, misplayed by Juergens. And Lincoln back up by 2 at 8-6. Nessheim with 10 kills. Lincoln up 2, and serving will be Julia Blum, the libero. Serve goes long. Service air Lincoln. Here on back within one at 8-7. Be the second service air this set on Lincoln. Now they have 10 total for the night. Serving specialists, Madison Hirschman for the Huron Tigers. Knuckleball back row. Tollinger will set up the middle. The tip by Dillon in front of Davis. Could not get to it. Natalie Dillon did not start the match. She did not come in until the injury to Cute, but boy, she has played well in the absence. Lincoln back up 9-7. And Nesheim serving now for, or excuse me, that's not Nesheim, that is Warden. Ella Warden on the serve. The ponytails hide the number. Serve received Davis, overpass, knocked back by Hines. Lincoln will just have to free ball it with Cole. Overpass here on, Lincoln can set it up, and they're just going to have to free ball it. Oh, here on misplayed it on the block. Claggett, I think, thought it was going to come a little harder. She went up, and it was just a soft little tap, and she could not get control of the block, and Lincoln goes up 10-7 here in set three. 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron, high school volleyball tonight here at the Huron Arena. Ella Warden to serve for the Lincoln Patriots. Back row to Davis, quick set across by Hines. Lincoln was ready, left side, back row, comes off of Hilton Hines and goes over the bat, the south scoreboard and comes down the wall. That was a big-time kill. Emma Cruz with the kill as Lincoln goes up by 4, 11-7. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends. Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at the arena, Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Watertown up 2-0 on Pier. Number one against number two is knotted up a one set apiece. Harrisburg and Jefferson. Brandon Valley and Aberdeen tied up a one set apiece. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, soccer, Huron and Harrisburg boys went to a 3-3 draw. Serve off the timeout. Huron gets control and a free ball by Claggett. Blocked at the net by Dillon. Overpass Dillon will hit, but hits it wide left. Was there a touch? There was not. Point Huron. 11-8. Huron back within three. Hampton Hines on to serve for Huron. Dreyer into the front row for the Huron Tigers. Serve received Blum. Going to be bumped ahead by Warden. Left side hit Dillon. Hits it long, and Huron pulls within two, 11-9. Saw Claggett kind of moving the swing shoulder there as if she's trying to keep it loose. Hampton Hines serving. Serve received Cruz. Set by Warden up the middle, blocked by Claggett. Warden back sets, right side hit Cruz. Tigers got a block on it. Huron scrambling, third hit. Claggett will hit and hit it wide right. Had the right idea as the pass came in right where she could take a swing at it, but went too strong. Lincoln back up by three, 12-9. Patriots to serve to the Huron Tigers. That's Albrecht. Serve received Davis. Set across left. Mangmoradeth had it blocked and at the net. Huron can't get control. That'll be a block kill for Caitlin Cole. She has 8 kills, 3 in this set. Lincoln up 13-9 in set three. Addison Albrecht to serve for the Lincoln Patriots. And serves long. Service air Lincoln. Huron gets one back. It's 13-10 Lincoln. Third service air on Lincoln in this set. They have 11 total. Claggett serving for the Huron Tigers. 13-10 Lincoln. We're tied at one set apiece. Serve receive Blum. Set to the left. Going to be a left-handed tip by Nesheim. Dug out by Davis. Free ball by Hampton Hines and misplayed by Blum. had Albrecht right there to play it, but then Blum's went in front. And the kill for Hampton Hines. That is her sixth of the night. Here on Back Within Two. Claggett serving. Claggett to the corner. Serve receive goes sideways. Right side, Dillon will free ball. Hilton Hines back row. Hampton to set. Here's the tip by Davis into the back row. Albrecht back pedals to get it. Nessheim, she'll go with the tip. Dug out by Hines. Hilton will pass it ahead and hit into the net or blocked. Either way, it's going to be a point for Lincoln. And it's 14-11. Lincoln back up by three. Couldn't tell if that was blocked or just hit off the net. 14-11. Lincoln leading and serving with Natalie Dillon. Serve receive Davis. Back set right side. Dreyer with the hit up the middle through the block, but dug out by Albrecht. Left side hit. Cole used the net, and then just got it to roll into the campfire. Used the net to your advantage. Ninth kill for Caitlin Cole. And Lincoln extends the lead back to four at 15-11 in set three. And it's Dillon on the serve. Claggett from the back row goes backwards with it. Hilton tracks it down, and Hampton gets it across. Here comes Lincoln, left side, Cole. Tigers got a block on it, tipped by Meg Moradeth, but then can't be dug off the net. Nice tip by Meg Moradeth, and misplayed, I guess. It was blocked by Groen, and then she tried to play it off the net, just could not get a good angle on it. Fifth kill for Meg Moradeth, and Huron back within three at 15-12. Hilton Hines serving for the Huron Tigers. Put it into the net, service error. Lincoln back up 4, 16-12. First service error this set on the Huron Tigers, 10th total, I believe. Served by Lincoln. Allie Davis, some trouble with it. Tracked down by Claggett. Davis will get it across. There's Blum, set to the left, off balance, but a nice recovery by Nessheim to get it across. Davis off the left side, goes cross court, it's wide. Lincoln opens a five-point lead at 17-12. I think that is the biggest lead Lincoln has had here in this third set. Huron only led once that I can tell, 1-0, I guess 2-1 as well. Huron needs to get a rally going here, tipped by Davis. Up the middle, in the campfire, Allie Davis. There's an answer for Huron. Huron back within four, 17-13. Allie with her sixth kill. Maddie Juergens on now to serve and play back row. Simmons into the front row for Huron. Floater back row played by Lincoln. Nice job to keep it alive. Free ball by Blum. Here comes Huron. Hampton Hines will dump it down. Went up and just dumped it down. Lincoln wanted an illegal hit on that. They do not get the call. Kill number seven for Hampton Hines. Huron back within three, 17-14. Juergens will put it to the corner. Serve, receive, Nessheim right back to her. Nessheim's hit through the block this time. Powered it through. Lincoln back up 4, 18-14. Nessheim, however, for 11 kills. Into the front row, Emma Cruz for the Lincoln Patriots. And getting ready to serve is Nessheim, I believe. It is Nessheim. Serve receive back row. Juergens overpass to the top of the net. Blocked by Hines. To the left, Cruz. Cross court right in front of Claggett. She got it over the block and then in front of Claggett in the back row. Cruz with the kill. That's her fourth. And Huron going to burn their second timeout here. 19-14. Lincoln leading in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at the arena, Huron now has burned both timeouts as Lincoln has extended the lead to five again at 19-14. They serve. Juergens overpass from the back row. Lincoln will set it up from the middle. Groen and Huron in the net. And Lincoln goes up 20-14, is putting some distance here in set three. Again, we're tied at one set apiece. And Lincoln again serving to the Huron Tigers. Serve received back row, Juergens, and tipped across, blocked. Lincoln digs it off the net in scramble, and good job to keep it alive by Warden. Back set, Simmonsma with the hit through the block. Simmonsma doing the slide to the right. She'll pick up her seventh kill. 20-15. Don't see Simmonsma go off to the right or left side off him. She was on the right side there. Allie Davis to serve for the Huron Tigers. Huron some work to do, down five in set three. Serve receive set in the middle for Groen. Hilton Hines makes the play, pass ahead Juergens, free ball by Hampton Hines, and Lincoln has four girls. Watch it drop in the campfire. Huron within four, 20-16. Eight kills for Hampton Hines, and not exactly by design. I see they got 10 kills on the scoreboard. I have her for eight. Serve off the top of the net. It's an ace for Allie Davis. Huron within 20-17. There's nothing you can do on serve receive to prevent that when it catches all of the net, then just rolls over. Haven't had a lot of aces tonight either way for the two teams. Serve across by Davis again. Backline attack, Nesheim just tips it. Hilton Hines will bump it and attacking Hampton Hines and goes wide left. Lincoln back up 4, 21-17 in set 3. And libero for the Lincoln Patriots, Julia Blum serving, wearing that red top. To the corner, Allie Davis on serve receive. Now Claggett, just going to be a free ball for Hines. Here's the set to the left. They hit Cruz and goes long. No touch, no touch. Huron back within three, 21-18. Meg Moradeth into the front row for the Huron Tigers, and Madison Hirschman will serve for the Orange. Trying to rally and keep themselves in this third set. Hirschman back row, Cruz on serve receive. Set by Tollinger, the tip by Dillon. What a nice play by Tillon. She jumped high, then just flicked it off to the right. Her third kill. Lincoln up four again at 22-18. Again, Dillon in due to the injury to Jasmine Cute, and she's taken advantage of the opportunity tonight. Ella Warden will serve and take over setting duties. Serve received Juergens. Pass ahead, Hilton Hines. Claggett will tip it across. Lincoln can set it up. Back set, right side hit. Cole goes long. Was there a touch? Lincoln lobbying for a touch. Officials say no. Huron back within three, 22-19. Hampton Hines serving. Huron just trying to keep up with Lincoln at this point. We're tied at one set apiece. Lincoln has led most of this third set. From the middle, the hit by Cole, dug out by Hilton Hines. Pass ahead, free ball by Claggett. Cruz is there. Set back to Cruz, her hit, tip over the block. Dug out by Claggett. Bumped backwards, and Hilton Hines with the free ball. Warden with the set. From the middle, Dillon blocked by Meg Moradeth. Lincoln stays with it. Cruz, left side, top of the block. Blocked again by Huron. Set left side, Cole, and that eats up Davis in the back row. And I think it caught a part of the top of the net. Cole now has five kills in this set, 10 total, and Lincoln 2 points away here in set three at 23-19. Albrecht serving for Lincoln. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Quick set and going to be hit across by Dreyer. Lincoln can set it up to the left. Nesheim with the hit through the block in front of Hines. Nesheim with the kill. She's got a dozen. And Lincoln's at set point, 24-19. Been competitive, but Huron's been in catch-up this entire set. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will back set. Claggett coming to right side. Goes to the corner. And goes long, and Lincoln will take set three, 25-19. Lincoln now leads the match two sets to one. Set four coming up after this timeout. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Tops? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, we had to set four. Lincoln now up 2-1, and the Patriots will serve to begin this four set off the top of the net. Davis there, set for Claggett, left side, through the block. Lincoln digs it out, set across left side. Cruz will hit off balance into the net. No, it was blocked. And Lincoln stays with it, gets it across. Boy, that looked like winning the net. Make more death with the hit up the middle. Nesheim with the dig. Cruz on the left side. Blocked again as Hampton Hines got there with the block. And Huron leads 1-0 here to start set four. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron won the first set 25-23. Lincoln the next two, 25-20 and 19. So just starting set four. Hampton Hines serving for Huron. Serve receive back row. Nesheim. Set to the left, Dillon with the hit, cross court in front of Davis. Again, for a girl that did not start the match, came in due to injury, she has played well for the Patriots tonight. I have her for four kills in place of Jasmine Cute, who left with an injury in the first set. Lincoln on the serve, serve receive, Hilton Hines, Hampton will set. Here's the tip, Meg Moradath, and she tried to come down there. I think she did tip it over the net, but then it was blocked by Lincoln, and Lincoln up 2-1 in set four. In the prep to serve here for Lincoln, Addison Albrecht. Serve, receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton back sets, Claggett right side, through the block. Lincoln digs it out. Back bump, left side, Nesheim winds up, blocked by Meg Moradath. And Huron does keep it alive, gets it across with Claggett. Set in the middle, there's Dillon, blocked by Claggett. Lincoln, a nice sliding save to get to it. Right side hit, Cole. Tigers stay with it. Free ball by Davis to the corner. Blum is there. Set to the left, just a free ball by Lincoln. Here's Hampton 9 setting Meg Moradath to the corner and gets by the back row player, Albrecht. Sam Meg Moradath ties it at two. For Sam, kill number six. Huron's good. Has some good consistency with their kills. 8-5-6-8-7 among the top hitters for Huron tonight. Claggett serving. Serve receive back row. Up the middle. The hit by Cole. Tigers got a block on it. Set ahead for Davis. Blocked. Dug out nicely by Warden. Kept off the net. Now they'll hit from the middle. Tigers got a block on it. Hampton Hines there. Pass ahead. and going to be free balled by Davis, and just missed. Lincoln let it go and I think held their breath because it was close. Again, Allie's missed on a couple of those, but I don't blame her for it. Some of those are going to drop as she just missed on that back line. Got to wipe up middle of the floor. Hampton Hines wiping some of the hardwood there, and that's pretty much where she slid to make that one save. Natalie Dillon serving for Lincoln. They're up 3-2. Serve received Claggett. Set for Meg Moradeff to the corner. That comes off of Warden. And we're tied at 3. Sam Meg Moradeff picks up her 7th kill, 2nd of this set. Three-three tie in set 4. Lincoln up 2-1. Hilton Hine sends it back row. Albrecht. Warden will set up the middle. Groen goes long. Hitting air gives Huron the lead at 4-3 in set 4. Huron needs the win here to force us to a 5th set. Hilton Hines on the serve for the Huron Tigers. Hilton sends it back row. Serve receive Blum. Warden will set to the left. The tip. Nesheim and misplayed by Hampton Hines. You won't see Hampton do that. It was just kind of, it took something off. It did Nesheim, and I think it just kind of threw off the timing there for Hampton. We're tied at 4. 4-4 tie. Lincoln on the serve. Serve received Claggett. Back set. Here comes Dreyer with the tip up the middle. Got the campfire shot. First kill for Aurora Dreyer. And here on up, 5-4 in set 4. Juergens in now to serve and play back row as Dreyer comes off. Serve receive Lincoln. Set to the left. The tip by Nesheim went up with the left hand that time. Set for Davis left side, and she'll go wide left. And we're tied at 5. Serving for Lincoln now is Nesheim. Tied at 5 in set 4. Been a competitive match here tonight at the arena. Serve to the corner, Claggett, overpass, and who wins the battle? Huron does, but Lincoln still has control. Tigers got a block, dug out by Davis. Quick set across by Hines. Cruz was ready for that one. Back set, Warden will hit. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Set in the middle and going to be tapped down by Simmonsma. Boy, Lincoln really didn't like how the set came off the hand of Hampton Hines. And I will say it did not look right. But Huron gets the point. The kill for Simmonsma is her 8th. 6-5. Lincoln back sets. Right side hit Groen. Tigers block it with Simmonsma. Lincoln attacks again. Here comes Groen again off balance and goes long. Lincoln really never got themselves set up well. Huron up 7-5 in set 4. Now what are we doing? Oh, they gave the point to Lincoln. They called a tip on Huron. I didn't think there was anything like that. Now the official is giving an explanation to Hampton Hines. Well, I have no idea what this call is, but it's going to go against Huron, and we're going to be tied at 6. I don't know. Tied at 6. So a break there for Lincoln, perhaps, and Blum will serve. Unless they are calling. I don't know what they're calling. Serve receive back row, Juergens. Pass ahead. Here's Claggett with the hit. Back row dug out by Cruz. Set back to her. Cruz will hit. Blocked by Simmonsma. Here comes Cruz again. Hits it over the block. And tipped by Huron again. 7-6 Lincoln. Boy, that didn't look like it was tipped, but the R1, the up official, made the call. 7-6 Lincoln on top. Now we have a conversation at the scorer's table for something. 7-6 Lincoln leading. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Soccer today here on boys at a 3-3 draw with Harrisburg. Here on trying to get a home game for the playoffs starting next week. Serve receive back row Davis. Back set. Here's the hit Claggett. Just free balled it across. Lincoln with the set. Cruz left side. Two-hand tip right to Claggett. Second hit attack for Hines. Goes long. And Lincoln goes up 8-6. In set four. Couple of mistakes by Huron. Lincoln has taken advantage. Julia Blum, the libero, serving for Lincoln. Serve received back row, Davis. Set, here's the hit. Claggett through the block, dug out by Blum, and Lincoln can't make the save. Claggett with her first kill here in the fourth set. Here on back within one, 8-7. Nine kills now for Deja. Meg Moore, death into the front row for Huron, and serving specialist, Madison Hirschman. She'll send it back row, and a little limbo there. It goes long. Service error Huron. Lincoln back up 2-9-7. First service error this set on Huron, 11 total for the match. Serving now for Lincoln is Ella Warden. She'll take over setting duties as well. Back row, Davis. Hampton Hines will set. The tip by Meg Moradeth up the middle. Dug out by Warden. Bumped. Off to the right. The hit back row. Nice sliding save. Hilton Hines. Quick set by Hampton. Lincoln there. Cruz will wind up and hit it into the net. Here on at the block there. And I think Cruz was had an eye on that and just went into the net with the ball. 9-8. Here on back within one. Hampton Hines serving for the Huron Tigers. Back row serve receive. Here's the set up the middle. The hit by Cole, dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton sets Claggett. Claggett hit through the block. Oh, great save in the back row by Nesheim. And then Lincoln puts it down the line. What a save by Nesheim to keep it alive. Then Cruz came up with the kill, her fifth. Lincoln back up 2-10-8. But definitely the defense was the difference there. Nesheim made an outstanding play in the back row. Addison Albrecht with the serve. Hilton Hines is there. Hampton to set. Meg Moradeth left side. Throw the block and drops it in front of Albrecht in the back row. Meg Moradeth with the answer for Huron. 10-9. Lincoln's lead back at 1. Eighth kill for Meg Moradeth. Claggett to serve. For the Huron Tigers, serve, receive, back row, Blum, pass it ahead, and just going to be a free ball by Nesheim. Huron can attack from the middle, make more, that jumped too early, but did tip it across. Lincoln comes off to the right side this time. Cole, it's dug out by Huron, nice play by Hilton Hines to keep it alive. Here comes Lincoln again. They go tip and they go out. What a great play by Hilton Hines on the big dig. And then Lincoln attacking again, just puts it too strong. We're tied at 10 in set four. Boy, some outstanding play in the back row. That time it was Hilton Hines. Claggett sends it back row. Nesheim there. Set back to her. Lydia will hit. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton sets. Tip across by Davis. Lincoln back sets. Here's the hit by Cole. Meg Moradeth gets a block on it and on the ricochet gets it back across. Back set, right side hit. Cole into the net. Huron takes the lead at 11-10 on another Lincoln error. 11-10, Huron up in set four, trying to force a fifth set. Claggett with the serve for the Huron Tigers. Back row serve received Nesheim. Set comes back to her. She'll hit left side through the block. Dreyer got a piece of it. Huron gets control. Davis hits cross court. Nesheim there, pass ahead. Nesheim will go to the net, tip it over the block. Hines there. Set, the hit Davis through the middle and hits the campfire. Double block by Lincoln, but it just ricocheted across. 12-10, Huron up two off the kill by Allie Davis, her seventh. Lincoln wants a timeout. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family-owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Harrisburg on top of Jefferson now 2-1 in that battle of 1-2. Watertown swept Pier tonight, 3-0. Brandon Valley and Aberdeen tied at 1-1. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Claggett serving off the Lincoln timeout. Serve received Nesheim. Set back to her. Nesheim with the tip over the block. Dig by Hampton Hines. Hilton sends it ahead. Davis up the middle. Lincoln can set it up again. Back set, right side hit. Cole and Hilton Hines kept it alive. Set and the tip. Davis blocked back by Lincoln. Well, Allie, if you're going to tip it, you need to put a little more air under it, I think. 12-11. Lincoln back within one. Give the kill to Caitlin Cole, her 11th on my sheet. Dillon serving for Lincoln. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will set McMordeth from the middle through the block. Sam with the answer for Huron. 13-11 Tigers. McMordeth with 9 kills, and I have her for 4 in this set alone. Hilton Hines steps back to serve for the Huron Tigers. 13-11, Huron trying to force a fifth set here with Lincoln up 2-1. Serve drops in for the ace. Lincoln let it go, and it was in by a good foot. Ace for Hilton Hines, Huron up 14-11. That was just a case. They just let it go, thinking it would go long. Again, it has not been a lot of aces tonight, either team. Serve back row, serve receive Albrecht. Set across left, Nesheim winds up, blocked by Simmonsma off the net, and Lincoln a double hit. Simmonsma with the double, with the block, and Huron up 15-11 in set four. Hilton Hines again serves, Albrecht is there. Warren with the set, the tip across, and misplayed by Simmonsma this time as she is trying to pick up the block. 11th kill for Groen. Lincoln back within three at 15-12. Josie Tollinger will serve for Lincoln, and she'll take over setting duties. Hampton 9 sends it ahead. Just going to have to be a free ball as Alexis Ziegeldorf in for the first time. Hit and through the block for the kill for Lincoln. That's Hadley Groen. She's up to a dozen. Lincoln back within two at 15-13. Serve back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will bump it. Ziegeldorf will hit it into the net. Lincoln back within one, 15-14, and Huron going to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, Huron 15, Lincoln 14. Lincoln up 2-1, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
...of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We are back at the arena. Huron using a timeout, 15-14. Huron leading in set four. Lincoln up 2-1. And Allie Davis, she must have ran into the locker room. I think I just saw her run back to the huddle right at the end of that timeout. That's why, I'm not sure if it was an injury or what, but Alexis Ziegeldorf, that's why she was in the game. And now Allie Davis, yeah, you can go back in, so they're going to sub her back in. 15-14 here on leading in set four. Need a win here to force a fifth. And serving is Josie Tollinger for the Lincoln Patriots. Trying to tie it. Serve receive Claggett. Set across. Davis will go to the tip up the middle. Albrecht there. Set Tollinger. The tip by Nesheim. Nice dig by Hines. Tip back by Simmonsma. Third hit. Again blocked by Simmonsma. Huron will set it. Claggett back line attack. Just taps it to the back row. Tollinger with the set. Groen with the hit. Somebody's in the net. It was Huron. We're tied at 15. A 4-0 run now by Lincoln to tie it up. I saw the net go, but I couldn't tell who was the culprit, but it was somebody in orange. We're tied at 15. Lincoln serves. Serve received Claggett. back set. Here's Dreyer with the hit down the middle. Nice play by Albrecht. Lincoln will hit and drill it down the middle with Nesheim. And just like that, Lincoln regains the lead 16-15. Nesheim with another kill. I have her for 14. 16-15. A Lincoln on a 5-0 run to regain the lead here in set four. Been a competitive match. A little more intensity out of our Huron Tigers than the last couple of matches I've watched. 16-15, Lincoln up by one here in set four. They prepare to serve after we mop the floor a bit. Claggett, serve, receive, overpass. Going to be hit back by Groen, dug out by Claggett. Pass ahead, just going to be a free ball by Allie Davis. Up the middle, nice play by Blum. Then Lincoln will free ball it. And Huron free balls it back. Everybody's scrambling. Left side, Nesheim, and punches it through the block. Dreyer and Simmonsma were there, but some power behind that swing of Nesheim. And Lincoln is up 17-15. As the run now 6-0 Lincoln. Serve received Claggett. Kept alive by Hines. Free balled by Simmonsma and goes long. Wheels coming off for Huron, 18-15 Lincoln, 7-0 run by Lincoln after Huron led 15-11, now 18-15 Lincoln. Claggett on serve receive. Back set, Dreyer with the hit, blocked back, deflected back by Hines. Now Huron controls again. Left side, Davis bumped at the net, off the top of the net, illegal hit. Going to go on Lincoln. Lincoln did not like that call either. It hung on the net, then rolled off, and I think it was Warden stuck a hand out, and they say illegal hit on Lincoln. Now, I think they're actually saying it went off the antenna, and that's what the call was. It is a point for Huron, 18-16. I didn't see it hit the pin, but there's been a lot of action around the net, and it's hard to keep up. Serve, receive, back row, Albrecht. Set across to the left. They hit Nesheim, finds the spot in the corner, defeated the block of Huron, 19-16. Lincoln back up by three, 15 kills for Linnea Nesheim. 16 kills on my sheet. Lincoln up 19-16. Huron needs a win here. Set in the middle. Simmonsma will go cross court. Dug out by Lincoln. Cruz will just free ball it off the top of the net. Blocked by Simmonsma. Here's Cruz again, back row. Hilton Hines there, bumped by Hampton. From the middle, Allie Davis goes back row. Blum, Cruz gets to it. Going to be a free ball by Tollinger. Here comes Huron, back set. Simmonsma, they hit cross court. Dug out and into the stands. A kill for Simmonsma as Warden went crashing into the scorer's table. Huron gets one back. It's 19-17. Kill number 9 for Kinsey Simmonsma. Now we have Nesheim tying her shoes. Second time we've waited for that. The way she jumps, sometimes I think the shoes forget to go with her. Davis serving for Huron and into the net. 20-17, Lincoln back up by three. Second service error against Huron in this set. 12 total in the match. Lincoln on the serve with Julia Blum. Jurgens on serve, receive, back set. Here's Simmonsma up the middle. Nice dig by Nesheim from the back row. Hit right side Warden, blocked by Simmonsma again. Backline attack, Nesheim shanked into the crowd. Claggett can't quite save it. Nesheim a kill, this time on the back row attack. And Huron's going to have to burn their final timeout here. Lincoln up 21-17, looking to put it away here, as they're on a 10-2 run and 4 points away. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value.
To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
21-17, Lincoln leading here in the fourth set. I'm Jeff Duffy from the Huron Arena tonight, high school volleyball. Huron's got to get a run put together here. Serve, Allie Davis on serve, receive, bump to the left. Here comes Claggett up the middle and defeats the block. Got her through the block of Dylan. Claggett gets one back for Huron. It's 21-18, Lincoln. Claggett now with her 10th kill, second of this set. Simmonsma out, Hirschman in, Hilton Hines out as well, Meg Morideth in. Hirschman, back row, Cruz on serve receive, set to the left, Dylan with the hit, and Juergens had trouble with it. Huron gets it back across with Claggett. Set from the middle, Dylan with the tip, Claggett a nice dig. Set back to her, Claggett will go to and tip, and went too long trying to get that front row trip. Front row tip from left to right. Lincoln let it go, and they're 3 points away at 22-18. Ella Warden will now serve and will go back to setting. She hits the other three rotations. She'll serve. Oh. Error on serve received by Huron. Allie Davis misplayed that up the middle. That'll be an ace for Lincoln, and they're 2 points away. Ace for Warden. 23-18. Lincoln pulls within two of winning it. Meg Morideth has the center head. Claggett left side goes cross court. Blum plays it. Lincoln will back set. Right side hit. Growing. Nice dig by Hilton Hines. Bump ahead and hit cross court. And it's out. Claggett. And Lincoln is at match point. 24-18. Huron was up 15-11. They've been outscored 13-3 since. Lincoln at match point with Ella Warden. Back row and shank by Juergens. It's an ace for Warden, and Lincoln will win it. A big rally in the fourth set for Lincoln, and they win it in four, 23-25, 25-20. 25-19, 25-18. Lincoln moves to 9-6 on the season. Huron drops to 8-10. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
The buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top branches. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
I scream, you scream, we all scream.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 crew cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 crew cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. The 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC. The right care is right here.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And once again, back here at the arena, Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show begins as Lincoln rallies to win it in four. Huron took the first set. Huron had a lead in the fourth set, only to see Lincoln come roaring back and took care of business, and they win it in four sets. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Let's go run down the stats. That's what we're going to do here first. Lincoln now 9-6 on the season. Addison Albrecht had an ace. Ella Warden had a kill and three aces, including the final 2 points of the match. 12 kills for Hadley Groen. Emma Cruz came up with 5 kills. 17 kills for Linnea Nesheim. 11 for Caitlin Cole. 2 kills for Jasmine Cute, who left in that second set with an injury, and she was replaced by Natalie Dillon, who did play well. After coming off the bench, she wound up with 4 kills. For Huron, now 8-10 on the season. 10 kills for Deja Claggett. 9 for Sam Meg Morideth. 2 aces for Hilton Hines, 7 kills, 1 ace, Allie Davis, an ace for Madison Hirschman, 1 kill for Aurora Dreyer, 9 kills for Hampton Hines with an ace, and 9 kills for Kinsey Simmonsma. That's the stats that I have for the two teams here tonight. Let's go to the Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update now. Going to jump the gun on that. In a double A, I'm trying to get everything to update here. Harrisburg leads Sioux Falls Jefferson 2-1. Jefferson, or now they're tied in the fourth set. Watertown defeated Pierre in straight sets, 25-22, 19-20. Brandon Valley and Aberdeen tied at one set, but that hasn't updated for a while. No score on Roosevelt and Mitchell. That's our volleyball scores again. Huron Tiger boys soccer went to a 3-3 draw in Harrisburg tonight. Goals by Taha Saw, while Beyonce had 2 assists for Ong Ong 2 and an assist for Alar Sar. So Huron, they were number 9 seed as of this morning, with the season closing on Saturday and the playoffs beginning on Tuesday. So I don't know how that draw does. Now, you know, I always say, you know, it's a tie. But a tie is better than a loss, but it isn't as good as a win. I always say it's a half a win and half a loss. So we'll see if that's enough to maybe bump Huron to have a chance to host a home game in the first round. If they do, it's going to have to be at the park and rec fields, because crews are going to start working on the track, the long-delayed project there. Crews are going to be in to work on the track, I believe, at the beginning of next week. So we'll be able to do anything on the Tiger Stadium field for a while. So again, that's going to be closed to the public for the time being. And if Huron boys do get a chance to host, they will go out to the park and rec fields there on the west edge of town. Again, Lincoln wins it in 4, waiting for Coach Ulmer to come up and talk about this one. We'll take a break here of 2 minutes. Return here to the arena, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Real estate connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy, distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's,
Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We continue Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame, talking with Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers. They drop in four tonight to Lincoln, but a very competitive match. And, you know, and Coach, we've been kind of waiting for this. We saw it in Brookings last week, obviously, but a lot of these matches, you know, just didn't seem like we had the intensity or we're kind of backing down. But I thought for four sets, we went toe-to-toe with Lincoln. Both teams made plays. Both teams hustled. It was some fun volleyball.
Yeah, I think we finally found the lineup that we need to just keep going. And did we have time to work on it very much? No. So the girls did come through and compete on that level with the new lineup without even practicing it that often. So you can't be mad about that.
You know, in the new lineup, basically, the main thing is Allie Davis now playing all around. And, you know, that, you know, we've talked about her before. You know, everything's new to her this year because she wasn't even playing JV last year. And she steps on the varsity floor right away and now playing all around. And, you know, there's a lot of adjustments to be made there. But, you know, she's handling it well.
Yeah, I think she found her position and she knows that I have high expectations for her. And she's not going to prove me wrong. She just keeps working every day, and she finds her way into the lineup.
And, you know, we kept spreading the ball around. Hampton Hines keeps that going. I had, you know, a girl with 10, 9, 9, 9, 7, and that's the consistency we need. I wouldn't say we don't have a go-to, but the bottom line is, you know, you just got to keep them off balance. We got to counter the height that we're going to see pretty much every match we play.
Right, and most teams do have that go-to. We don't, so spreading the ball and getting everybody kills is what we have to do.
You know, and Hampton Hines mentioned her. She did go over 1,000 digs for her career. I had her doing it before the end of the first set. But you like those nice round numbers, and, you know, just shows she's had a lot of time in the Huron Tiger program.
Yep, and she works for every dig that she gets. She's in the right position most of the time, and she deserves it.
And, you know, like I said, just a nice honor for her, and, you know, maybe shows them the younger girls, too. You just stick with it. You know, those are the type of things that can happen.
That, and she works hard in practice. We have to keep the other girls at that level, at her level, in practice, and that just shows on the court as well.
Our first National Bank player of the game will be Sam Meg Moradeth tonight. I had her for 9 kills, and she really came along in that four set. We're kind of riding her for a while there.
Yeah, she... She knows that she needs to block faster and she can get the kills, and she is our energy bunny, right? We need that person on the court that's not going to get down on themselves, and she keeps that energy for us going, and she's finding her way to get kills also.
You know, and Kenzie Simmons, I'm just not sure how she's getting all those blocks. It doesn't look like she's jumping much, but again, if you time it, if you have your hands situated right, the technique is there.
It's all about timing with her, and she's starting to press over the net and make sure that she's lined up right and setting the block right, and that's how she's getting the blocks.
Now, as we look ahead, a weekend off here, I think everybody's ready for this. It was nice just to be home for the first time in 2 weeks. Now we don't go out of town for a couple of weeks, but a couple of days off for the girls at least. And then Tuesday, Pier comes in, Watertown Sweat Pier tonight.
Yep, and we're just going to do the same thing, compete, find our level, and make sure that we can stay on our toes and block, and we just got to get our legs back underneath us. We're a little tired after everything that we've been through. So I think just taking 2 days off and then getting back in the gym for them is going to be good. So we just got to make sure that we're getting better every day.
Well, I know I assume that people are listening and watching over in Wisconsin tonight. A heavy heart for you, I'm sure, tonight. Grandpa Butch Buttenhagen died suddenly yesterday. I think everybody else is over in Wisconsin. Our best wishes to you and the family. I know you got a long road trip tomorrow.
Yep. We were just trying to get myself through tonight, and the girls helped me out. My coaching staff helped me out, and now I got to be there for my family and just support them as well.
Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers fall in four tonight. We'll take a timeout here of 2 minutes. Wrap it up here from the arena on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the